This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
With boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly.
What's up, Wisconsin? This is Raised in Wisco, your one-stop shop for everything in the great outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin. I'm Joel Clayfish, sitting alongside Danielle Fairman. Man, we have a packed studio today. Megan Matthews is with us, Alex Ezell, Ellie Lawton-Smoller, Rob Brennecke, the crew. Like, my outdoor, my hunting crew.
This is definitely your crew. This is a good crew we have here.
This is like the real real. I mean, this is my crew. If I'm going out in Wisconsin, I'm dragging one of these people with me, because if I do, I know it's guaranteed to be a good time. I mean, Danielle, you and Ellie were down in Florida with us hunting gators. But before we get to all that, first of all, love to welcome you to Raised in Wisco. Appreciate it. You can hear us on all Civic Media stations throughout the great state of Wisconsin. 13 of them, Saturdays, 11 o'clock. And then if by some chance you miss it, tune us in the podcast. Where do you hear that podcast, Danielle?
You will hear the podcast on Spotify and Apple. Then you can go to civicmedia.us, search for Raised in Wisco. You can also follow us on Facebook and YouTube.
I have to tell you, my dander is up right now. I'm jacked. I'm excited. But at the same time, I've got like this nervous energy because, folks, I want to share with you.
Nervous? Why are you nervous?
We just about lost our mascot. We just about lost Raised in Wisco's mascot, Bandit.
Houdini Bandit.
Houdini Bandit. We're going to have to change it. I mean,
that was
producer
so
Jess.
Bad.
Oh, my God.
I did not realize how giant the studio is.
No, did not realize how many pocket dimensions the studio has. We had, oh my goodness, how many we got here? Three, six. We had seven people scouring this building looking for this dog, running around the streets, shouting out, Bandit!
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. I used my diaphragm and my loud voice while I was outside. We got back in the car. We were searching the streets of Waukesha for Bandit. Oh,
Racine.
Yeah, we are in Racine.
We're still in Racine.
We were scouring the streets of Racine looking for Bandit, and I was yelling, and turns out Bandit was like, man, forget you guys. I am exploring the radio station, and we found Bandit in a cavernous hole in the basement of
the door. I did not have a door handle.
I think Bandit actually got sick of us and needed a break is what really happened.
Well, do you know what
Thanks,
it is?
Ellie.
Let me show you all of you, and you can look on YouTube and Facebook. I put a Santa hat on him, so he probably hated it so much.
Yeah, the poor dog was embarrassed.
Danielle, I love you, but if you put that on me, I'm going to the basement too, girl.
Challenge accepted.
Oh my gosh, what's next? High fives?
Oh, fives.
Oh, how about knuckles?
No. No, a good firm handshake. That's what it takes these days, man. What an awesome week. Here we are right before Christmas, all together in the studio on Raised in Wisco. And I want to tell you I love this time of year, but people kind of rule out hunting and outdoor activities during this week and the next. And I don't understand it, because I'll be honest with you, now is one of the best times to get out and enjoy the outdoors of Wisconsin. And there's a store downtown Oconomowoc called Sherpers.
Oh, I love Sherpers.
Everything for the great outdoors and more. Love the place. Rob Sherper, good friend of mine, lifelong friend. And their theory is there's no such thing as bad weather, only inappropriate clothing. So I want to issue this to everybody out there. Dress warm, put on a ton of layers, and get out in Wisconsin, because we've got turkey season open right now. The holiday deer hunt is going on right now for antlerless deer throughout the state.
And we just had the doe hunt as well.
That's right. And so if you didn't have a chance to harvest a deer, get out there. Make sure you're wearing your orange. I'm going to tell you a secret, though. A lot of people don't know this. If you're going to turkey hunt, you better put your orange on. I'm just saying, it's actually the law. You do have to hunt. It's kind of a weird, I don't know.
So
I don't agree with that.
Perfect, because I did go out turkey hunting, and it was on private land.
Yes.
And everybody asked me, why are you wearing orange? Turkeys have excellent eyesight, so they obviously can see you. You're wearing high-vis orange.
Right.
So I did not know that was a law, but I still had it on me. So I'm glad I was going to bring that up this week, this conversation.
That is one of, look, when I was in the legislature, I had the opportunity to change a lot of stupid laws as they relate to the outdoors. I mean, I'm embarrassed to say this in Wisconsin. I'm embarrassed to say we have a 3 times thicker rule book for hunting than Illinois does.
Oh no.
What?
That is really shocking to me.
I know, Alex, seriously, that we beat Illinois in everything. We didn't need to have more rules to go out there and hunt. But if you do go hunt turkeys, and this is how ridiculous this law is, you have to wear blaze orange if it's during a gun season in Wisconsin. But you can sit in a blind on private land without any orange on the blind.
Yeah, that
makes no sense whatsoever.
The loopholes.
Wait, yeah, so but the blinds okay. doesn't need
Megan
to have...
Megan Matthews, listen. Well,
there's just another rule, too. So, like, waterfowl during gun season, you don't have to wear orange.
Correct.
So why do you have
okay,
to
if you were dressed in orange and waterfowl during the gun deer season, you'd never shoot anything
no,
if you were
but
dressed
you
in blaze
you're
orange.
Supposed to wear it when you're walking out to your blind. But once you get to your blind, you can take it off.
Ooh, see, I love this. Producer Jess, what were you saying?
So the blinds don't have to have orange on them, but no. You need to have orange sitting in the blinds that no one can see you in.
Correct, yep. But on private land. On private okay. land. If the blind is on public land, there's a requirement for a certain percentage of the top of it to have blaze on it.
Okay, okay.
And this is exactly what I am talking about when I say our laws are too confusing. And the cool part here is we literally have hunter safety instructors in this room with us. Mm-hmm. I don't think, look, bro, listen. I don't think that the average person knows how awesome this studio crew that I have in here is. I mean, think about this. We've got hunter safety instructors, hunters, people involved with the First Hunt Foundation, getting women out there, getting new hunters out there. Alex, talk to me about how much people are out there who actually don't know all the nuances of all the laws that are out there.
A lot of people.
Can you know them all? The book is so thick.
Honestly, go hunt on public land and you will see so many gut crunch, gut punching things happen. Even this year during deer season, when I went on public land with my dad, I was like, I cannot believe this just happened in front of me. All these rules, but people don't know because they don't take the time to read the regulations. Every year, take out that regulations book and read it. You will be so amazed by things you didn't know that you probably do.
And things are always changing,
that you think
too.
Is legal, but it's not.
You know, I want to talk about how much time we got left, Jess? A few minutes yet?
Yeah.
I want to talk about something that is kind of a subject that people don't like to talk about. I went hunting this weekend in Illinois. I bought all my Illinois licenses because the gun deer or the duck and waterfowl season is still open, right? So I wanted, you know, that was a way for me to extend during the break. We were closed here in Wisconsin for waterfowl. I wanted to go down to Illinois and hunt ducks. Their season was still open. Here's something I want to talk about. A lot of times people who hunt with others, and when you waterfowl hunt, you're with other people, right? I mean, Danielle, yeah, that's the reason you waterfowl hunt. You're with your buddies. You're mm-hmm. you're busting the gut while you're out there. You're laughing. You're eating. You're talking about, like, you're running to the bathroom stories. It gets very fun. But there's something that I think is often skipped in scenarios where a lot of people are together, and that is firearm safety takes a back seat sometimes. And please feel free to chip in on this. And I'm going to tell you this. I implore you to do this as a hunter, as someone who uses the outdoors. When somebody, because somebody swung a barrel yep. last time we were there. They were coming back carrying a goose in their hand. And they were carrying their gun like this, a loaded gun. Oh. They were swinging it back and forth at the blind, at the A-frame blind as we walked back, right? And I said, hey, fill in the blank, barrel. And fill in the blank was not a word I can use under FCC regulations.
Then I'm really glad you said blank.
And it started with the word mother.
Oh.
And I apologize. I apologize for my sharp language, for my blue language. But everybody looked at me, and this person looked at me, and his face turned red, and he thought, holy crap, you're right. And so often, people will forego doing the right thing because they're embarrassed.
Right, 100%.
I'm going to tell you something. I have, in my past life as a television news reporter, I have gone to scenes where someone was killed accidentally by a firearm. Mm. No embarrassment in the world no embarrassment in the world is too much to make sure someone's being safe, because we're all human. And when we're out there, there is definitely a chance that we're going to be the ones to screw up. And if I'm swinging a barrel or I'm moving a barrel, I want somebody to tell me. You know, we had a situation.
Absolutely.
So I guess, I don't know. And I have you guys in the studio, you and Megan and Ellie, and you teach safety. I want to know, how do you get that into new hunters' heads and into hunters' heads that, look, embarrassment can never supersede the life of someone else?
I always say,
it's a taboo subject.
Right. I always say, don't take it personal. That's where we start. We say, if we're going to correct you, don't take it personal, because one little mistake can change someone's life and their family's life for the rest of their life. It takes one finger pull to take someone's life away that can never come back. And I always say, we do it because we care. And if I didn't say something, I wouldn't care about your safety. Because who do we hunt with? Our friends and our family.
Friends and our family.
Friends and our family.
A trigger pull, a bump of a trigger,
yep.
A dog jumping on a trigger if the safety's not on, a gun that's loaded when we didn't think it was loaded. Look, I know I'm going to take crap for this. I know I'm going to take crap for this because hunters don't like to talk about the safety part. Oh, we're the safest group out there. We're not sure. It is true. Hunters are safe. There's no doubt about it. In Wisconsin, hunting is safer than kayaking. We lose more lives. Do you got that, producer Jess? Does that surprise you?
You're sideways bananas, man.
Man, you can have those sideways bananas. But in all reality, last year we lost more people kayaking than we did during hunting.
And where did
our hunting season was the safest this year that's been in record years.
And it's fantastic. But I don't care if I take a little crap about the fact that we have to be cognizant of it. And at the end of the day, if my buddy looks at me, he's like, bro, you're setting your gun up in the blind. There's nothing for it to lean it on. It can fall. And if it falls and hits a twig or a rock or a stick and that shoots and takes somebody's foot out or worse, kills them, I'm glad he said something to me at the end of the day. So don't be afraid to do that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're the few about times that I've hunted with a couple of the chicks here, every single time.
Can she say that on the FCC? Can she say chicks?
Mm-hmm. Seriously?
Oh, she can.
Really?
Okay. Well, I can't say that probably. I don't know.
Oh, the ladies. The ladies. We're all time match ladies.
You guys, this is such a great show. We're going to talk about our weekly Wiscos, and we're going to talk about a hunt that Megan and Alex had that was incredible. Multi-species. I was jealous. My mouth was watering at what you were eating. It was fantastic. Oh, we got a whole bunch. We're going to maybe revisit a couple stories from Florida alligator hunting too, because a ton of people have been asking me about that. Okay. This is Raised in Wisco. Needless of the wind and weather, la 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 la.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
First time listening to Raised in Wisco, I'm Joel Clayfish. That is Danielle Fairman. Raised in Wisco is your one-stop shop to learn about the great outdoors, to learn about cuisine, because after all, what is every show, Danielle?
Always a cooking show.
Every show's a cooking show, and we're going to get to a recipe, that is for sure. You can hear us on all the Civic Media stations throughout Wisconsin, Saturdays at 11 o'clock. This week, like last week, like every week, we love to talk to you about our adventures. We have so many adventures and such a great crew that comes in here. We're absolutely blessed with the people who come down and talk with us on Raised in Wisco. Today, we've got Megan Matthews, Alex Ezell, Ellie Lawton Smaller, Rob Brennecke in the corner. Woo! He's the strong silent type. I'll just be honest.
Only on break.
Oh, he comes up with really great jokes and stuff, but
his
we
daggers.
Can never get him to talk on the radio. Once the on-air sign is flashing, he goes silent. Rob, how do you feel about that?
Under pressure.
Maybe you're true. Maybe it's true.
Oh. He's echoes.
Jess, we heard echoes of Rob.
What? Producer Jess, what did you say?
We heard echoes of Rob.
Echoes of Rob. Barely picked him up. Hey, I'm going to get to my weekly Wisco now, which is actually fairly
weekly
exciting.
Illinois?
My weekly Wisco was in Illinois. I crossed over the border. I was in South Beloit. I was right over the border in Illinois, which, by the way, is next to near Uncle Nick's in Rockford, Illinois. Uncle Nick's has the best gyros on earth. Oh. I just want to go on a limb and say that I think we should do a little road trip at some point and get there.
Definitely down for that.
But we have got, and what about potato chips? Oh, Rockford's got Mrs. Fisher's potato chips. That's right. They are awesome.
Give him a mic. Just give him a mic.
We have to tell you guys about the potato chips. This is the very exciting. Chips,
Mrs. Fisher's potato chips are awesome. You can get them in Glenn's Market in Watertown, Wisconsin also. So there's a little plug for Glenn. Holy cow. Megan Matthews and Alex Dizelle, you guys had quite an adventure this past weekend. Okay, here's what cracks me up. Guys, if you don't know these women,
You need to
get involved with the First Hunt Foundation. You need to take a class that they're teaching. You need to talk to Megan about her cooking show. These women have got their hand on the pulse of the hunting culture and the horticulture. Boy, my brain's working so fast. My brain is working so fast, my mouth isn't keeping up. I'm telling you. I can't, my mouth can't sell what my brain is cooking. These women have everything. They're on top of everything in the outdoors, including and up to eating. And it makes me so excited because women are the fastest growing group of new hunters. And it is no surprise. I think they do it better than men. That's why I think they're better shots. They show up on time.
We're never late.
That is a good thing about us.
I know. Well, Ellie's late, but you guys know. Well, she's been late a couple times. She was late to a turkey hunt.
Whoa, we are going to fight here in a minute. Megan was like 20 minutes late tonight, so I'm just going to throw it out there.
That's true.
I'm having surgery tomorrow, and I was getting ready.
No excuses.
We're
never late to the woods.
But when you come to their classes, this may or may not happen.
All right, let's just say it's worth the wait.
It is worth the wait.
Does that make sense? But you guys had an adventure this weekend in Wisconsin, and I was so jealous. I saw the pictures that you guys took. And
it was incredible.
How on earth did you end up at a place where you were deer hunting, pheasant hunting, turkey hunting, all in one weekend?
No, it sounds like heaven.
I'll tell you the story. So we were at Three Lakes Whitetails Trophy Ranch in Three Lakes, Wisconsin. And I'm actually an ambassador for Jan Alsager, who owns Three Lakes Trophy Ranch in Three Lakes, Wisconsin. And me and Jan actually met over social media, on Instagram specifically. And it was back in May time. And I had posted something about our ladies' pheasant hunt at Milford Hills in Johnson's Creek back in February. And he is looking for people to use his rack jack stand, which he uses for turkeys and
what the
for
heck
deer.
Is a rack jack?
The rack jack stand, you guys, I'm telling you, it makes your trophy look like it's still alive. It helps you set up that picture perfect memory
so
that
this
you'll
is
have
like,
forever.
And I want to be clear, folks. I had no, like, I did not come into this show talking about like some kind of plug or something. I don't even know what you're talking about. So what I can tell you is when you take a trophy picture with an animal, and I want to be clear, to me, eating of the animal and using every part of the animal is just as important as a trophy. I'm not a rack hunter myself. I'm just not. But it's always cool to take a cool picture. So you're talking about something that actually holds
how does
up
it make
the animal?
It look still alive?
Yes. So it actually is a stand. So it's Rack Jack. If you want to check it out, it's rackjack.com.
Like R-A-C-K or?
It's R-A-C-K-J-A-K-S-T-A-N-D.com.
Right, now you need to call this guy after the show and tell him you should be a sponsor of Race and Whisper.
Actually,
okay?
You guys, I have a coupon code to get you $20 off. It's R-J-A-L-H. Get your rack jack.
So you get this. This rack jack guy.
Okay, jack on.
Was his name Jack?
Jan.
That would be hilarious.
Alsager.
Oh, Jan.
Yep.
Rack jack. Shouldn't it be called a rack
beautiful
jam?
Beautiful rack jack. I'm going to tell him that.
So you go up to, and I want to have the conversation. I want to have the conversation a little bit about game preserve hunting versus no fence versus fair chase versus all that. I want to have that conversation. Yep. Too. Because we're gonna have deep conversations today on the show. Uh-huh. But, so you end up at this Whitetail Ranch.
Yep.
And how on earth are you, how did that work that you ended up being able to hunt all these species?
So Jan invited us up. We were hunting for a beautiful trophy whitetail. And my time just didn't connect this time, but that's okay. You know, like I say, it's called hunting, not killing. And we ended up having a whole weekend planned. We filmed a bunch of material, making a series for the Rack Jack Girls, which Megan is a part of. And hopefully we get more girls up there this spring, maybe doing a turkey hunt or a pheasant hunt. But he has the actual pheasants on his property. He has a 5-stand. I mean, he has everything.
Oh, wow.
Everything to put on an amazing event for more women, for other hunters. And we've got some ideas brewing in our heads. But so we did a pheasant hunt where we went and grabbed the birds. We put them out in the fields and we took Shara and another girl named Rachel out. And Shara's been hunting. Rachel's never hunted pheasants. And we were able to do that. And we also were able to see some awesome turkeys. And Miss Megan here got her first turkey this weekend. Oh,
Megan, that was your first turkey?
Like first this year. Remember,
Oh, my gosh. Awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah. So,
yay. This whole studio just went up. I love that.
So Shara and I decided
to go. Do you see how excited we get when somebody gets their first prize?
Shara and I decided to go somewhere else to turkey hunt. And we waited and waited. Didn't see any toms. So finally we're like, you know what? Let's just shoot a hen. So we rode around
and
stalked them. And then I shot two.
Ooh.
I had a blood trail the other one. So.
Ooh, blood trailing a turkey is not usually a successful event.
And in the snow.
I will
tell you. That's my fourth
thing.
Because remember, Cara and I had blood trailed that one turkey I had too.
That's right. And you never found it, did you?
I did not find it.
Yeah, that's really tough. Hang on. I want to hear much more about your trip up north. What kind of tactics you used. I want to learn about that. I want to talk a little bit more about Florida. And I want you, if you're new to Raised in Wisco, to stay around because Raised in Wisco is for you. You may not know it, but I guarantee if you listen, you're going to find something you're interested in. You're going to see why the outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin is such a fantastic way to spend time, to exercise, to enjoy life, to watch a sunset, to fill your soul with something you didn't know existed, but you'll be grateful you do after that. This is Raised in Wisco.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman sitting across from me. Do you like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, like the song, the movie? Have you seen the movie?
I like shooting Rudolph.
That was actually
gonna be my question for you.
And Merry Christmas to you.
She just went right there. I mean, I knew someone.
I mean, they're cold out there. Bring them in. Warm them up.
Megan.
I have a problem with the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer song.
Why?
Well, I don't know if you knew, but they're all named male reindeer, and male reindeer don't have antlers in wintertime. Only females do.
Well, it does depend on species. I will point that out.
Listen here. The ones in Santa's workshop, They do.
I mean, there's elves.
Let's just relax on that point, okay?
Thanks, Ellie.
Wow. Evidently, Ellie is an expert on what actually goes on
at the North Pole
and in Santa's workshop. My daughter Violet's home from college, and we watched the movie Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. If you have not watched this movie in a while, watch it again. I was blown away at how out of date and antiquated it is. First of all, like, everybody turns against Rudolph because he's got a red nose.
Yes, it's so mean.
We were watching it and my daughter looks at me. She's like, because Santa's like, "Oh, Rudolph, I don't think you could ever be on my sleigh team with that red nose." And she looks at me.
And he walks away with his head down.
Yes. And and then everyone's making fun of him. And his dad's like, "I wish you had never been born." It's like, the heck? It gets dark. And my daughter looks at me. She's like, "Dad, Santa's an a-hole." And I was like, "Wait, let's just slow down. This gets to a good place. It's teaching a lesson that differences are okay and should be celebrated." And it turns out that Rudolph, but I'm along the lines of Megan. I had an issue with it because reindeer are a type of caribou, right? Mm-hmm. Reindeer are caribou. And the reindeer in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer are some kind of a cross between like a sika deer and a small red stag. And I'm like, that doesn't work.
When hunters that is watch not movies. Right.
When hunters watch movies.
I love this take.
Yes. And my... And I knew, and Danielle, you went right there right off the bat, but I was looking at it thinking to myself, so wait a minute, right away my daughter went there, "You just probably want to hunt them." And I was like, I'm enjoying this and I'm enjoying this for the species. However, I did want to point out, should someone harvest a deer with an electronic red nose, that would be like the greatest mount on the wall in the world. Could you imagine how fantastic that would be?
Every year, Josh has his kids decorate his mounts for Christmas.
Okay, ours is mine is decorated as well.
And which amazes me because I've always been told, like, don't even breathe on them. Like, don't look at
them.
Okay,
but...
And then now I walk into the house and three deer have red noses. Some have more antlers. Some of them have, like, scarves, like Frosty. I'm like, what is happening in this household? Like, cartoons are definitely coming alive now.
Yeah, well, and it just does remind me to tell you folks, now is a great time to enjoy the outdoors of Wisconsin. Not only do you have all the Christmas decorations throughout the state, you know, so when you get in your car, put on Civic Media, listen to us Saturdays at 11 o'clock, and cruise with Civic Media on. Check out the lights, and that's while you're scouting, right?
There you
because
go.
You've got the holiday hunt, you've got waterfowl opening back up this weekend. Today, as a matter of fact, waterfowl opened back up. So get out there and waterfowl hunt. And some of the best time in Wisconsin to waterfowl hunt is late season because all those are new birds. They're on the second migration out of Canada to here. And I'm not kidding. Tell me, all right, Alex Azell, Megan Matthews is here, Ellie Lawton-Smoller, and Rob Brennecke is here. Tell me, I'm not joking about this, is there a better feeling in the world than putting something like a Christmas goose or a Thanksgiving turkey or a Thanksgiving wild turkey on the table? There is no better feeling in the world than harvesting something from the great outdoors of Wisconsin, preparing it of your own hands, and bringing it to the table and feeding people, and people get really surprised at, mm-hmm. at how awesome that is. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. And especially with this Christmas, my family said with all the alligator and the Russian boar we have shot, they do not want to come over to my house.
What?
Are they crazy?
They are. Yes, my family. We are crazy people. But I'm the only one that hunts in my family.
Okay.
So they're not used to having wild game.
Don't tell them.
I didn't do that last year. Last year I made quail buffalo dip and didn't tell anyone.
Oh, I don't tell them. They just expect it now.
It was so good.
It was good? You tried it, Alex?
Anything Megan cooks is delicious. And Ellie,
really?
I mean, yes. Yes.
Well, you know, this is crazy because like I tell everybody, every show ends up being a cooking show, and the way to everybody's heart is through their stomach. That is actually a cliche that is 100% true. Even producer Jess, not a large you know, wild game eater before mm-hmm. we started working together on the show. But she has had opportunities.
I was really hoping you were going to bring me some gator today.
Oh, dang, man.
You
got to
make her the gator gyros.
The gator gyros?
Gator gyros.
Those are delicious. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we do, we'll do that. Listen, we're going to come next week and we're going to make some gator gyros for you. We're going to see if one of these ladies would be so kind as to make something, whip something up to it. Because I really like this cast and I'm getting a feeling of recurring cast here. That's just me. Maybe it's just that I had such an amazing time with the all women group that went down hunting to Florida. I mean, that was
superb.
It was so fantastic.
And I have been on a couple all women hunts and every single one is great because all the vibe is different for all the girls. But I've never laughed so hard.
For those of you who can't see the studio, Ellie just grabbed the mic and swung it like 12 feet
to the other side.
I'm ready.
Well, I just have to jump in with Danielle here. I mean, that was such a wonderful weekend. I think we should just go do that for Christmas and everyone else can stay home.
Okay, bye. We need to shoot alligators with bows.
Oh, for sure. That's
I love doing that.
That's for GGC 2025.
Yep, GGC Gator.
Yeah, Gals Gator Camp.
Gals Gator Camp.
That's fantastic. Gator Camp. And as the outfitter of Gals Gator Camp, I have to tell you,
and the handler,
and the handler.
The handler. I guess I was the handler, the chief cook and bottle
washer, chauffeur, man of many hats.
That was so fun to me because I'd never had a trip that you guys were so respectful, so kind, so helpful and appreciative. It just made it amazing. But I want to talk about the reality of it is we came home with 120 pounds of gator meat.
Yes.
Plus Danielle's hog.
Oh, yeah.
Plus Danielle shot a big old hog.
We're going to be whipping up a lot of good recipes.
Absolutely. I cannot wait.
In fact, because this is the Christmas edition of Raised in Wisco, I want to talk about a couple recipes. And I want to talk about the fact that we have such talent in this room. It really goes unnoticed or we don't talk about it enough. Megan Matthews is one heck of a cook. Now, I don't know are you classically trained at all?
This comes purely
from your awesomeness.
Yes. Okay. I just like watching TV and reading cookbooks.
Oh, so do I. I love anything that has anything to do with food.
And going to restaurants, so.
Yeah. I want to ask Jess, producer Jess, are you more likely now to eat wild game since we've sampled it here a little bit?
Sure. I mean, it wasn't really a matter of I wasn't willing to try it. It was a matter of availability.
This is true.
Okay. Okay. You know what? For those of you listening to Raised in Wisco, I'm Joel Clayfish. That's Danielle Fairman. You can hear us every week on Saturdays at 11 o'clock, all Civic Media stations throughout Wisconsin. So there's no excuse to miss it. And if you do miss it, go listen to the podcast. But my point is, she just said something that I think is very important for hunters to hear. It wasn't a matter of her unwillingness to try it. It was a matter of availability. Share your harvest with people. I'm going to tell you something.
That's why we hunt, to bring people together.
We hunt to bring people together. And what brings people together more than food? Mm-hmm. You tell me. There's nothing. Mm-hmm. So what I do, and I kind of leaned a little bit on, you know, lie to them about what it is. I'm not telling you have to do that, especially because if people have ethical reasons for not eating certain things, obviously you want to honor that, right? But if someone's going to eat a chicken dip and you make a wild turkey dip, you don't necessarily have to tell them it's wild turkey because they're going to eat it and they're going to love it.
Absolutely.
In fact, I saw the picture of your pot pie. So tell me what was going on with that.
Oh, so after we went deer hunting in the morning, we put out 20 pheasants, I think.
Ooh,
and
perfect.
And we shot a bunch of them. I may have shot a lot of them.
All right, perfect.
I got to tell you, Megan is such a good shot. When you hunt with her, it's just awe-jaw. It's just eye-opening. It's so amazing. She literally shot the wing right off the
Did
bird.
You just oh, say nice. It was jaw-dropping? Did you mean it was jaw-dropping?
She's so flabbergasted. She doesn't know what comes out of her mouth.
I would like to say Alex is so excited that she just misspoke, but I'm not sure because earlier today you told us your entire life.
I think you guys are teasing me or playing a joke on me because it is.
Nobody has ever said that.
Your entire life, she came in and we have, I have I have never been a fan of the high five.
I love the high five.
You probably do. That makes sense. I am the firm handshake.
What do you
mean
by that?
I'm a firm handshake. Well, it just fits. It fits her personality. I had a guy in college, drove me nuts, because he would propose something to do.
Fits me perfectly.
Then he would put a high five hand up, and he would say it like a question. He'd be like, want to go out after class? High five. And I was just like, what is that? Is it a question? Is
That's
it an answer?
Creepy.
Is it a celebration? So I've kind of just had this not love of high five. Well, Alex comes in today and she's just like, all right, hand five.
She says, hand five, not high
hand
five.
Hand five, not high five.
People, you guys,
she's crying, tears going down her face. She's laughing so hard. You are really convinced it's hand five, isn't it?
Forever, for my whole life. Hand five. You guys are like looking like I'm crazy. It's hand five.
No.
Oh,
not
my
one.
Gosh.
Okay, so here's something fun that we can do. Everyone who is listening to Raised in Wisco right now on the broadcast, text us in.
Oh,
text
yes.
us in.
855.
If you've ever heard hand five.
This is the number. This is the number. 855-752-4842. If you are listening to the broadcast right now, what is it called when someone holds up a hand with five fingers out up high and
hand
wants
five.
You to slap their
high
hand
five.
With yours?
It's a high five.
Five.
Okay,
high
look.
Five, low five.
The vice president of civic media, Corey, is in the other studio with glass between us, and he
and
looked over
laughing.
At us and he mouthed hand five. Hand five.
It's a hand five.
It is not hand five.
We got to get back. There is no
I'm converting. No, I'm hand five now, so I'm with you,
okay.
Alex.
I just want to say this is...
Pot pie hand five.
All I want to tell you is this is not the first time people have a conception their whole life that a word is a certain word, and then all of a sudden they realize it is not. For my buddy Luke, who I grew up with and lived with for a while, one day I said... He told me he tripped on the curve. And I said, what curve? There's curves everywhere. He was 100% convinced that a curb at the edge of a street is a curve.
Oh,
so
wow.
It happens. Has that ever happened to you, Megan? Did you ever have a word like that you mispronounced?
No, but Ellie has.
Ellie, what's your word?
Yeah, Ellie,
Ellie, what's
excited.
Your weird word?
Listen, it could be windshield or windchill. Either
one. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Which word?
Windchill? Like,
which word
how cold it is
did you think?
I always thought that windchill was actually windshield because when I was younger, I thought it was what the air temp was when it was hitting your windshield.
Oh, my gosh.
It's fine. Hand five, everyone.
We got to talk
it's
about Megan's pot pie.
Oh, Megan.
All right.
You can start
pot
up
pie,
on
pot
your
pie.
Pot pie.
So we shot a bunch of pheasants. I was about to say we shot a bunch of pot pies, but...
Wait a minute. Was it cold out? How cold
it
was
it? It was cold.
The windshield.
So cold. Actually, it was really cold.
All right.
Shot a bunch of pheasants.
We're going to get to that recipe and others. Folks, do you see why you don't have to specifically be a hunter, an angler, a kayaker to listen to this show? We will have fun with you, and we love you being with us on all your civic media stations. This is Raised in Wisco, where the windshield is cold.
And hand five are bright.
Won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Bumping saddest dreidel song I have ever heard, producer Jess.
I'm glad you like it.
I love it. That is,
that is Benny Friedman.
That had me moving.
Dreidel.
I almost thought I was going to get through an entire show without dancing because I have to. I just want to say, I apologize. I haven't said a dad joke.
You were about to say that, weren't you?
I don't know. We'll see if one happens here in the next 8 minutes.
You can't force it.
Pressure is on.
You cannot force it. We were talking about people word misconceptions. I'm sweating because that was so funny.
I was laughing
about that. And I'm sweating, which brings up the topic that comes up in every hunting camp, in every holiday party with the temperature of a house, in every family gathering, in every tenting situation, camping situation, outdoor situation, indoor situation, car or truck. And that is that I have a true belief that when you are made from conception on, you are either a hot-blooded person or a cold-blooded person. You're always...
Every time you say hot-blooded, do you sing the song?
Check it and see.
Got a fever of
103. Come on, baby. Do more than dance. Yep. Hot blooded.
Okay, so my house.
Sorry, Jess.
My house is called the meat locker.
I apologize if I was blowing the needles
over
there.
Keep singing, man. Right, no, man, I adjusted. I know what I'm doing.
Thank you. I know you know what you're doing.
So my family likes coming over, but they also hate it because they do get fed. They get fed different things that they're not used to. And the house is always a meat locker because above 63, I'm putting shorts on.
You are
definitely
hot-blooded.
My house is at 63, 65 max, absolutely max in the dead of winter because
When we were in Florida, everybody thinks Florida is hot all the time, right? But what they don't realize is that Florida gets cold at night, especially in the winter, like cold. And it's a different kind of cold because it's that real damp sea air, like salty
moist.
humid. Cold. And Danielle, you are a hot-blooded person. I'm a hot-blooded person, but it was to the point where I could go in like in the trailer and be like, oh yeah, Danielle's in here. It's warm. It's a good 3 degrees warmer in here. Danielle's in here. We're hot-blooded people for sure. But Alex, are you hot or cold-blooded?
I am cold-blooded.
Cold-blooded?
Okay.
Oh no.
Ellie?
I am very cold-blooded. And on the Florida trip, I decided that I don't know if I can live without Danielle Fairman because she kept me warm the entire trip. So
just so everyone knows,
if you're going camping and you need some heat, just take Danielle with you.
I'm available. Right.
She has to be within like 10 feet of you.
No, yes. It was. And as a hot-blooded person, I love like cold. I want my house to be at about like 64 degrees tops.
Perfect.
And speaking of degrees, it takes an oven or a grill or something at a certain degrees to cook something. And I want to know the secrets because I love pot pie. So tell me about your pot pie, Megan. This is the cooking segment of Raised in Wisco.
Well, our pot pie is made from scratch.
Well, good.
Because there's no other way to make it.
There is no canned gravy, no canned vegetables.
Why would you put canned gravy in it?
I saw someone do it the other day and I was
like,
they got gravy out of a can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it was in a jar.
But
no, it was a jar. It was a jar.
Right. That's a little bit less weird.
It is still weird.
It was the
gravy
same stuff I used.
Gravy has to start from a roux.
It was the same stuff that I use on my dog's dog food. So,
okay.
Just saying. Anyways, so we should eat these pheasants. We head to the grocery store right away. I get onions, because they didn't have shallots in Rhinelander for some reason.
Weird.
Jeez.
Baby carrots, celery, and mushrooms. I like mushrooms in my pot pie.
I don't mind that.
I'm okay with that.
So those are big. I can pull them out.
Cut up all the vegetables, sauteed everything, took that out, cut up all the pheasant. These pheasants are only dead for like 2 hours, right?
Ooh, fresh.
Perfect.
Very, very fresh.
We cleaned them and they were already in the pot.
Awesome.
Right away. Cooked up the pheasant.
Slow down.
And
tell me how you cooked up the pheasant.
I just cut it into cubes and pan fry it.
Pan fried it. Okay.
Yep.
One thing, and I just want to interject this real quick and I want you to continue. One thing people don't realize when you have wild game, it's such a high protein, low fat item. And sometimes it's got a stiffer bite to it.
It does.
And people call that tougher. What I'm telling you is the smaller pieces you cut it in and the quicker you fry it, the better and the chewier or the more tender it will be. So that's just a quick key thing to do when you're cooking wild game. Cut it in small pieces, saute it.
Yeah, and so with the pot pie, then I only brown it. So it might even still be a little
rare in the middle because sure, the rest of sure. it's going to cook in the pie.
Of course.
And pheasant, you can have medium and you're perfectly
That's
fine.
That's right. You're not worried about that salmonella issue with
right.
pheasant.
Go. Roux, butter,
Talk
flour.
About a roux. Some people are afraid of a roux. It's very easy.
Roux are super easy. You just got to be patient and slow and get it nice and creamy. Add a little bit at a time, milk, chicken stock.
So you start with a fat and a flour and,
yep.
and you get and them to about Play-Doh consistency
yep.
in
and
a pan until they're bubbling.
My chicken stock and milk into it until I get it to the consistency.
Ooh, that sounds fantastic.
And then just add more flour, butter as necessary if needed, if you're off in your proportions. Add the pheasant back, add all the vegetables back, throw it into your pie crust. We made two, one with pie crust, the other one with some Grand's biscuit.
Oh, that is,
ooh, yum.
I'm going to tell you, if you're kind of new to hunting or kind of new to trying a pot pie, first off, don't be afraid to just buy the pie crusts. Don't be afraid to buy some Grand's biscuits and put them on top, or buy Bisquick and put some dollops of that on top and let it cook if you're new to it. Now, we're going to get to Ellie Lawton Smoller here at some point because she's actually a classically trained French chef. So we're going to get to her pot pies with the homemade crust, but don't be afraid if you're new to it to just make it easy on yourself. So, okay, then what are you doing with it once you get the ingredients together?
Oven, 350, 25, 30 minutes, egg wash on the pie.
Oh my gosh.
Done. Let it sit.
I'm going to tell
you. Set for 5 minutes.
I need to do a little picture.
Oh yeah,
in
I always
there.
Like to draw pictures to vent my pies.
I
like
do,
that.
You know what? I make pot
really
pies
cute.
For farmers to ask permission, and I put their initials on the top of the pie, and it's just a cool thing you can do. Mm-hmm. I'm not very artistic or
Me
very
either.
Artistically talented, so a lot of times my TJ will look like FB, but I tell them that's their initials, whether they believe me or not. Or sometimes you go to one farmer and they're not home, and you got to deliver a pot pie with different initials on it to someone else.
Oh, that's fun.
And then I will make it up, or accidentally, my fingernail will get in it on the way to their farm, and I'm turning letters into their letters.
What I'll do is do little cookie cutters, like hearts at Valentine's Day, Christmas trees.
Oh, I'm
going to
get a turkey. I'm
going to
get a turkey cookie cutter and put it on my wild turkey pot pies. You are welcome to join us. We love you having you along. You can hear us at all Civic Media stations. Have a great holiday. Have a great Hanukkah. A great Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week on Raised in Wisco.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.